Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Bring on the grievances, baby. And by baby, I mean you, big fancy Brian. How you doing, big guy?
I'm all right. Good old months and months of planning coming to fruition tomorrow. It's a largely anticipated day for me, so I'm kind of giddy and kind of on edge. It's exciting for me, and it's exciting for everybody.
I have that same sort of Christmas comes tomorrow sort of feeling. Only it's like work your ass off Christmas. Like if you had to go dig the coal in the Santa's coal mine to fuel the sleigh for the entirety of Christmas, I'm looking forward to that kind of a day tomorrow. How about you, Fancy?
Yeah, but I've been building it up. I've been building up and building it up, but now it's going to happen. It's going to be exciting.
Well, we are moving tomorrow. This is the last official broadcast from the Devil Radio Studios. And the new Solidarity Studios, they've been built out, and we're moving in this weekend. And knock on wood, man, we'll be doing live shows next week. And Fancy Brian, if we don't, it's because you failed us.
It's probably because I failed.
You know,
I
normally wouldn't say this, but that rack over your shoulder, oh, it makes you look sexy.
That's the thing, is that we compliment each other. Alone, not sexy at all, but together, very sexy.
I've never seen a sexy computer rack like that, but your image in it, oh, sexy.
You know, and sometimes I can look in it and maybe have like the reflection of myself up there, like you know, maybe Ashcroft when he was singing Eagles Soaring. Anyway.
Don't make me sing. I'll do a Rudy Giuliani without the mask. Let's jump into the headlines. Let's get there. It. Now, here is the breaking news. An awesome jobs report. It was freaking awesome.
Hooray!
Joe Biden need a break. Now, my understanding, revisions of prior months up 700,000 jobs. And the newest jobs report, the prediction, like 150,000 jobs. And the actual 459,000 jobs. I got to think Joe Biden's feeling a little good this morning. But before we go to the president, you know, I think Fox News kind of gets turned on by the prospects of America failing. America failing. Now, I heard you and Fancy Luke talking a little bit. You know, you're both fancy. When you join on the show together on the Dueling Tangents, you're both kind of fancy, a little sexy. But I know you guys talked a little bit about this, but we've got some sound. We borrowed this sound, sort of a super mash. And the sound is the giddiness about the anticipation of the jobs report. Only Foxy News was rooting against America.
Good job.
I don't know if you're playing it or if you're playing it. We got two producers. Evan on this
I do board. Not have it.
Well, Evan, you play the sound for the fair audience. And Big Fancy Brian, cut number 9, giddiness, I tell you.
In the next hour, the January job report will be released, and it could be the worst in years.
The White House has been bracing for a bad number.
It could be a loss of 300,000 jobs. How's the White House going to put a happy face on that?
Wall Street thinks that we might see a loss of hundreds of thousands of jobs.
It could be a morning of pain, because just about 28 minutes from right now, the January jobs report is going to be released by the Bureau of Labor and whatnot.
Projection is for an already low 150,000 jobs added, but 80 ADP, the company that processes payrolls, says to expect 301,000 jobs lost. That would be a 500,000 job swing the wrong way.
The Biden administration bracing for yet another economic bust. We're going to bring you the January jobs report.
Soon after.
Well, it didn't work out that way.
The January jobs report just released the U.S. adding 467,000 jobs last month.
So, how do you like them apples? Right?
Wrong!
Fox News. The foxiest of all the news channels.
But they're rated number one.
You know, but you can tell. You can tell they've got a rooting interest in seeing bad jobs numbers. But bad jobs numbers, by extension, you know, that really, really doesn't hurt Joe Biden. He's got a job. It hurts America, man.
Yeah.
It is so surprising. Remember when they were rooting against America and us getting the Olympic sights? I think the Olympics have started. You know, it's snowing outside. It must be the Winter Olympics. But Rush Limbaugh and others, they were rooting against Chicago, rooting against America. Well, they're doing it in front of the jobs numbers. So they're not just rooting against us broadly as a nation, but also you individually as workers, they're rooting against you.
And now they have to go out there and say, well, the jobs report was good. People have more jobs now. Like, is that what they came out with? Or do they say, wow, we were off and we were wrong. It must be, I apologize for being so biased and crazily off.
Stuart Varney, that sort of tepid response to the jobs numbers. I haven't seen a droopy dog like that since I asked Senator John Layman, who was running for lieutenant governor at the time. He was Mary Burke's co-pilot. I haven't heard the droopy dog since I said boxers or briefs.
I don't want to be a senator.
The answer was boxers.
I'm
going to have a big show.
They make me feel happy.
Going to have a big show. Got a big show. I think Fancy Brian, I think he's feeling good. We're giddy. We're moving this weekend. You know, you always look forward to the new place, but you always know it's going to be a bitch of a weekend when you got to move. So let's get into the good news. No grievances here except over on Foxy News. President Joe Biden, back to work. Everybody works on Monday. Cut number 10.
America is back to work. Today we learned that in January our economy created 467,000 jobs.
That's a lot of jobs. See, a lot more than predicted.
I have a problem with the phrasing. He says our economy, not my economy.
More from President Joe Biden. My president. It's a great opportunity. Cut 11.
America's job machine is going stronger than ever, fueling a strong recovery and opportunity for hardworking women and men all across this great country.
Sort of a lukewarm Joe. Be excited, Joe. You know, prior in the week, you know, I overreacted a little bit. People thought I was setting Joe up for a bad reaction. That was not my goal. I just heard some peppy Joe, some excited Joe. You should be excited. These are great job numbers. Joe, pep up, buddy. A little bit more from the president, my president, your president. It is a strong comeback. Cut 12.
Our country is taking everything that COVID has a throw at us, and we've come back stronger.
We now have a 4% unemployment rate, and that ticked up slightly, but the national unemployment rate at 4%, once upon a time, wouldn't they have called that full employment? And above and beyond that, we see a labor participation rate. Because, you know, the Sean Hannitys of the world, the right-wing talk radio, well, yeah, the unemployment rate's down, but have you seen the labor participation rate? Yeah, highest participation rate since before the pandemic began. So we got more people working, a lower unemployment rate. Joe Biden's administration, you know, the greater U.S. economy, it's created 6.6 million jobs plus, and we saw upward revisions. So this is a damn good day, Joe Biden. I hope he gets a few more like this. We might have a fighting chance in the midterms. A little bit more. He's leading the world. Maybe we're leading the world. I know this show's leading the world. Well, 13 and then 14, please.
I know that January was a very hard month for many Americans. I know that after almost 2 years, the physical and emotional weight of the pandemic has been incredibly difficult to bear for so many people. The United States is once again...
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I was going to say that, and trying to carry Fancy Brian every afternoon. You get heavy, brother.
I am a large man.
Let's play cut 14. Sorry to interrupt the president.
The United States is once again in a position to not only compete with the rest of the world, but outcompete the rest of the world once again.
Well, we'll see. It's Winter Olympics time. We don't do as well in the winter sports. One more from the president. Joe Biden, my president, your president, our president. Cut 15.
We're still going to work on gas prices. We're still going to work on the food prices.
Now, I'm shocked Fox News didn't preempt the great jobs report to tell us that it's the highest gas prices in like 7 years. Did you hear that? Gas is up again.
It's up, it's down, it's back up again.
I know. The highest in 7 years means it's not unprecedented, the inflation rates, right? That means in 2014 we had gas just as expensive
now. Hmm. But it must be the machinations of the president only and only. The president, by the way, using the levers of power to go and make the gas prices go up by 5 to 10 cents each day.
You don't think it's Joe Biden out there, you know, squeezing a couple extra nickels at the gas pump each and every
he's
day?
Simultaneously somehow a doddering fool, but yet genius enough to be able to control gas prices from his own living room.
Well, that is a talented man. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk with some fine guests today. And I got to tell you, this show is sort of a, let's call it an Oreo sandwich. And you tell me, Fancy Brian, do you like the cookies on the outside? Are you like a cookie eater firster? Or do you go for that double stuff cream? In this case, the double stuff are two fine guests, man. We got Bill Press. He's a pundit. He's a podcaster. He's a friend of ours. Bill Press joins just a few minutes from now. And then coming back in the 4 o'clock happy hour, we got James Santel, former U.S. attorney. I mean, so many legal topics this week. You know, I was complaining last year. It wasn't moving fast enough for my taste. Now it's in warp speed. Keep her together, Scotty.
Things are happening at a rapid pace now.
Including this weekend when we move. Right now, celebrating the last broadcast ever from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison. Because come Monday, we got better studios. Probably functioning by Monday, we'll hope. And we're calling it the Solidarity Realty Studios. We appreciate the fine sponsorship of them. But the new place, it's nice. Can't wait to show it off to all you fine people. Come back. Show off. Join us on the phones. Grieve right now at 844-967-2789.
There are many, many jobs for many, many people.
You know what? I'm happy.
I did what I came to do.